How was that? Yeah? How's that for a song? I like that, Peter. Good, thank you. I appreciate the gratitude in that. That's good. It's an amazing song, eh? And the main line, obviously, in this song being, Mary, did you know? Did you have any idea of about what was about to come, about what was about to happen in this world through this little baby boy? The song says, Mary, did you know, while listing all these amazing, miraculous, unbelievable things that Jesus eventually went on to do? Family, my question this morning isn't, Mary, did you know, but instead, did you know? Family, did you know that this Jesus would come and do these things? Did you know that he did them in this world? Did you know this morning? He did every single one of those things in that song as well. And I'm about to list a few of them out, yeah? It says that he walked on water. Thanks, you. It's great. Like, actually, imagine someone walking on water. That is an unbelievable act of God, yeah? He came to make you new. He came to make you and me new, to make us new people, to not live in the death and the destruction and the sin of our lives. The child that you delivered will soon deliver you. He will give sight to the blind. He will calm the storms with his hands. One of the things we don't often think about, he walked where angels trod. Yeah? When he came to earth, he had been with the Father in heaven before that. He had experienced both realms. This one hit me hard this week, family. When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. He's Lord of all creation. He would one day rule the nations. He's heaven's perfect Lamb. The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. So family, my question again this morning is, did you know that? Or do you know that? That this same person, do you know that this same person, this same Jesus, this same baby loves you? He loves each and every one of you. But family, we need to take that a step a little bit further this morning. It's not just about knowing that in our minds, yeah? We know that there's a difference between knowing something in our minds and knowing something deep within our soul and living our lives in such a way that that knowledge is just so true in our hearts, yeah? Do we know it with our mind, our body, and our soul? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." This Christmas story, which at times can be mundane for us, we can forget about it. We can also do this whole thing where we go, we know the end, we know the outcome. This is the moment in history where God's love was truly revealed to us. God's love was truly revealed to us. our Creator, our God, could find no other way to reunite with us. There was nothing else He could do to have relationship with us. That separation, that bar between us and Him was so far, He had no other choice than to come to earth Himself and do something about it. He lived life as we do. And we talked about the silent years this morning, those years that aren't talked about in the Bible, the years of preparation and getting ready. But He lived the lives that we live. He experienced pain and grief and suffering, and He went through everything that we did. Just so that we could live our lives in His power and love. So that we could experience who He is. So family, again, I ask the question this morning, did you know, or perhaps more importantly, do you know that the God of all creation loves you? Do we feel it in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls? And do we live lives so lost in that love that you can just see it in the people that we are? Does the thought that God loves you consume your every moment, your every thought, your every deed? And do we truly live our lives as sons and daughters of the great I Am? Family, I've really struggled putting this sermon together this morning. I jumped into the story of Jesus, the Christmas story in Matthew, and it's Luke. It's like the only two spaces where this little, tiny, important story exists. And John tells it slightly differently, a little bit more poetically. But I've been struggling with this sermon because I've also been delving into a book called Beloved by Francis Chan. And in this book, there's this challenge to the people that are reading it. See, family, as I've already expressed this morning, I believe that we know and we understand this story. We understand who Jesus is. We know what happened. In fact, like we said, we know the outcome of the story. We live post all of this. But do we live our lives in the knowledge and in the sense of this love? Do we enact every moment from that space? And I know for me, family, this was a challenge. I'm not sure that I'm always doing that. There's a difference in knowing a fact and knowing it deep within your soul, right? And the book challenges its readers to pray every day that God would instill His love in you, that He would instill that deep knowledge, that deep understanding in you. And family, I've been praying this prayer over myself this week. It's been tough. Yeah, when you pray prayers and God starts answering them, or doesn't answer them and then does answer them, and then you go through these crazy kind of moments. So I've been praying this prayer that it wouldn't just be knowledge, that it would be an understanding and it would absorb the fullness of it in my life. So there's been moments of frustration, there's been moments of tears, there's been moments of joy and sorrow, and it's been a hard week for my emotions. Yet I continue to pray for more revelation of His love for me. With this in mind, as we respond this morning, I wanted us to take that opportunity to pray that prayer over each other, that God's love would be all-consuming in our lives, that we would fully know and fully understand the depth and breadth of the love that our Father in heaven has for us. And that this Christmas, we would not only experience that love, but take the time to share that love with everyone that we meet, that we happen to come across this Christmas, this holiday season. So family, that's it. That's all I have to say, other than to share a prayer with you and to encourage you as I finish to gather together, to pray for each other that this love wouldn't just be known up here, but it would be all-consuming within us. I'll share a prayer with you, family. God, thank you for this time of year when we put time aside to remember your coming to earth, to make it possible for us to have relationship with you. May we be a people who each and every day choose to follow you. And as we follow you, may we truly experience your love for us in each and every moment. May we not just know your love, but feel it in our very core. And may we be a people who choose to share that with everyone we meet. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, knowing he will reveal his love to us. Amen.